Today is Monday, December 1st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Pie Day. It's also National Eat a Red Apple Day. Rosa Parks Day. It's Cyber Monday. So what are you guys going to buy for your significant other, your parents, your children, your whatever? So there you go. I've had a suggestion to just read the ones from the day that I'm releasing the show, because then each year we'll get a different day. But who knows? I might go back to 5 days a week at some point, and then that won't even be a thing. And so, you know, but we'll see. I'm going to try this and see how it feels. So we have some contact, so we'll go ahead and get right into that. I did, by the way, if any of you are wondering, I took Thanksgiving week off. And I'll explain a little bit about it as we get into the show. But I did take Thanksgiving week off. So from the text message side of things, Gary in Portland says, since I'm a person of faith as you are, I will be praying for you. Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. I do. I really do appreciate that. Leo says, hi there. Since you asked for content, here you go. I know it sounds all hippy dippy, but maybe if you do end up taking time off for FMLA and somehow when you come back, they sort of force you out, etc. Maybe that's what's meant to be. Changing perspective and having confidence that everything will be okay is difficult. But if you look back at your life through the challenging times, you will see that everything is actually just great. Switching that perspective is something that I think would be very beneficial for you. Also, what does Mark think about what you may or may not do? Do you have his support? So much of a relationship is having support from somebody else, and that will secure your decisions and even out your emotions even more. That's all for now. So, yeah, Leo, I want to. And, you know, I've even thought about, I've seen books or I've read books and I've talked to therapists who've said, like, you know, use post-it notes and post positive messages up on your mirror and do all these things, you know, read positive thoughts, come up with positive thoughts, all this kind of stuff. And my brain just skews negative for whatever reason. And so it's just, you know, it's one of the things that I'm working on. It skews to the anxiety, what's going to happen, what bad is going to happen. And it may be because, you know, from some of the trauma in my life or, you know, whatever. And, you know, that some bad things have happened. Overall, if you took my life, I've been very blessed, as some people would say, with, you know, not being homeless and not being, you know, drug addicted and not be, you know, there are many things that could, I've never had to be in the hospital up to this point in my life, you know, and part of that may be because I don't go to the doctor, but still I haven't had to be in the hospital. So there's, you know, there are things that, you know, I could look and say, oh, I'm really blessed. I make good money at the moment. But for whatever reason, my brain always goes to the negative. And Mark is being very supportive. He said, whatever you need to do. He's like, you know, if you get to the end of the FMLA and you still can't take that job, then you can quit. He's like, you know, we can make it. We can cut back our lifestyle a little bit and, you know, you can find a different job or whatever the case may be. So he's being very supportive. And so that's good. Lamont says, hi, Adam. I'm going to be greedy and ask for the release of both the Adam and Maddie show and the mechanical recaps. I want to enjoy the British catfish again. I'm surprised you remember that, Lamont. So we had a guy who he emailed us. He was actually on the show, I think. So I believe he really was British, like, because I mean, he could have been faking the accent, I suppose. I don't know. But yeah, for months, I think, we were having back and forth with this guy. And so he said, hey, I'm going to be coming to Dallas. Let's get together. Or maybe even he said, I'm going to come to Dallas to see you guys. And we were young and dumb. And, you know, I think he had sent us pictures. He looked cute, whatever. And we went to the airport to pick him up and he wasn't there. And it's just, and he never, I think he just stopped responding. I think he just literally ghosted us after that. And I don't know what happened. Like, I really don't know. I don't know if he never was planning on coming and he just wanted to see how far he could take it. Like, I'm not really sure. And why would someone do that? I, you know, I don't even know. But there you go. There you go. Mel says, happy Thanksgiving. May your food be tasty and your company non-contentious. So what we did for Thanksgiving was and happy Thanksgiving to you as well and to everyone. I hope you all had great Thanksgivings. What we ended up doing was we were pretty relaxed on Thanksgiving during the day. We just stayed home. And because my parents were volunteering to give out meals to less fortunate people at the church. And we had decided to have Thanksgiving with my parents on Saturday. And so, but we had a Friendsgiving, we'll say, that evening. So we just kind of hung out, watched TV. Mark was cooking a butternut squash soup, which he had to roast the butternut squash and do all of this stuff. And so that took some time. And so we just kind of hung out and watched TV and relaxed while he was cooking. And then we went to the dinner and it was great. You know, they had, this lady has a pretty small house and there are a lot of Filipino friends, but she put tables in her garage and it actually turned out okay because it also gets hot in her house and it was cold outside. So in the garage, it was colder. And because there were so many people out there, it, you know, so we could go in and out from the garage to the house, but it worked out. It was fine. So we had a good Thanksgiving. And then my parents came over on Saturday and I cooked, I know this is not traditional, but I cooked filet mignon in the sous vide, of course. And I cooked a sweet potato casserole. And we had our favorite rolls, which are Sister Schubert's Parker House rolls. I think Big Fatty brought those up on one of his most recent episodes. And then we, what else did we do? Mom brought green bean casserole. She brought a pie. And so we had steak, sweet potatoes, green beans, rolls. And then we had pie for dessert. We played a game. I won. Ticket to ride. So that's always fun. And yeah, that was it. So that was our Thanksgiving and it was good. It was relaxing. So now I need to go back. We do have some more contact. The one thing that's going to just know that I want contact and I appreciate the contact, but because I'm only doing one show a week, I may sometimes save contact for the next week. So your voicemail may take a little while or your text message, you know, may take a while because I do want to talk about, you know, what's been going on in my life as well and make sure I fit that in. So really, I did take FMLA. Two Fridays ago at this point, I talked to my therapist and we agreed together that the best thing to do was to take FMLA because I was just getting more and more depressed and anxious and everything else. And so on Monday, I went into the office, but I filled out all the paperwork online, so it wasn't really paperwork. And I talked to my therapist and I said, hey, can you fill out this medical form? And she filled out the medical form, turned all that in. And then it was a really difficult week, like a really hard week, because I put in I should have just said, I'm starting today, is what I should have said. Because you can do that. You can just file the claim and stay home, basically. But I said, I'm going to work this week to transition folks because I'm asking for 12 weeks off, which is the maximum allowed in FMLA. And so, but it was really difficult. I was very emotional all week. It was hard, but I made it. I made it through the week. And so now I'm in the process. They haven't approved the FMLA technically, but I've already had a week off. But apparently this is normal. Like, they tell you just go ahead and take the time off. I don't know what happens if you take the time off and then they reject it or whatever, because you've already taken part of the time off. I assume they will make a decision this coming week on the claim. And there's two separate pieces. There's a, can you be off of work? That's the first decision. And I think that one's a lot easier to get as long as you have a doctor certification or a medical certification. And because I've been diagnosed with anxiety, that is considered a medical reason. And so that should be approved. I mean, that's the hope. But then there's a short-term disability because you don't get paid while you're off on leave. And so the short-term disability claim gets filed at the same time, but it's a little bit more strenuous as to the requirements of whether or not they're going to pay you. But if they approve that one, I get my full pay for 5 weeks, and then I can get 70% pay for up to 25 additional weeks. But the FMLA ends after 12, so so I'm, you know, I don't really know what that means. I mean, I guess you could take, they have multiple different types of leave. They have personal leave. And, you know, so I assume maybe you could take personal leave, but your position is not guaranteed if you do that when you go back. The FMLA 12 week, as long as you stay at or under the 12 weeks, it's guaranteed. And so all I did last week was I kept myself busy. I got the oil changed in my car. I got the oil changed in Mark's car. I did some things around the house. I'm going to do a little bit of traveling. I'm going to go see Daniel and Zach at some point. So I'm just going to try to relax and decompress and work with my therapist to figure out how to get this anxiety stuff under control and my medication as well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone. I may have said 5 days a week at the beginning. Oh, well.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.